I still have no video from you, FYI. Oh,
son of a bitch, really?
If, I mean, can you, is your streaming app picking it up?
It is.
Because, if I mean, if you're, as long as you're broadcasting it and I can't see you, that's not the worst thing.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 89? Is it 89?
Nope.
89 for the 5th of August, 2016. Yeah, that's how prepared I am today. I'm Amos, and that guy right there, that's Kent. How you doing, man?
Oh, man. I'm good. It's Friday. It's R&P. Let's do this, man.
Yeah, so I got to start it out on our right track. I am holding a jug of beer purchased from my local shopette. It's a microbrew, local microbrew, and they give it to you. You buy the jug for $9.99, and then you can come in and get, it's a 64-ounce jug, you get refills for $10.
Ah, growlers.
And it's always a local brew from the local area, because apparently there's a ton of fucking microbrews around here. So
that
I picked up El Amber. I have not tried it yet. I'm going to go ahead and pour it into my big ass mug right here and try this out. It looks delicious. It looks like a delicious amber. It's got some nice head. It smells almost fruity.
You know, I feel like we're going to have this exact same conversation on the, under a different topic later in the show.
Yeah?
Yeah? More to come on. Oh, anyway.
I see what you did.
So it smells fruity. Amos is taking a big old swig now.
Well, I gotta give it a little bit of props. I had to take 3 drinks of head before I even got to the beer. So that works out really good. It's actually pretty good. It's a mild amber.
Right on.
Yeah.
Dude, that is like way awesome. You said that's at the Shopette on Base?
Yeah.
That is, oh my God. There's not any place anywhere near here that does growlers.
Yeah. I didn't know it was a thing.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Growlers are big in certain places. If you go to Seattle or Austin, I'm sure, is a big growler city.
Man, that is really good.
Awesome. Well, I'm kind of jealous, but I do have a beer of my own to try.
Yeah, what is that?
This is a Bone Chiller Brown Ale from Sierra Blanca, which is a New Mexico brewery. I was bought a case of this. You know how on the flight line, like if you screw something up real bad, you're kind of obligated to buy beer for somebody?
Mm-hmm. Either the person who covered for you or the person who you screwed over.
Yeah, exactly. Well, something happened at work this week that was really aggravating to me. Somebody kind of messed up, but it caused a lot of unnecessary, we'll call it ass pain for me. Mm-hmm. And the person responsible came up and was like, "Hey, man, you know, what do you drink?" And I was like, "Well, you know, beer. Pale ale is my go to. Why? What's up?" He's like, "Say no more." And he ran to the shopette and came back and brought me a case of beer. He's like, "Well, all I found was something with the word ale in the name, so I hope you like it."
That'll like, work.
Oh, man, you didn't have to do that. But anyway, so he bought me some somewhat local brew, and I've never had it before, so I'm gonna go ahead and try it right here on air.
Right. Very good.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't bring a glass. So regardless of what I think of it out of the bottle, I'm going to do a rate, an actual like in-glass rate later. I don't know about later tonight, but it's probably later this week. And I will put it on ratebeer.com. So
nice.
Beer people, pay attention for that one. Okay. It's incredibly malty, like you would expect from a brown ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some of that, like, basement kind of like dankness to it that a lot of people sometimes describe as dirt. It's not all bad. I mean, there's some notes in it of chocolate. Because like I said, it's malty, so it's got that sweetness in it. But it does have that kind of like earthiness
nice.
To it. You know, what people call dirt. I don't know. It's fine. Kind of reminds me of a Tootsie Roll, honestly. Let me try that again to make sure.
Like yeah, the drink Tootsie Roll or the candy Tootsie Roll?
The candy. Okay,
because there's a difference between them. The drink doesn't taste as much like the candy as we would hope. especially not coming back up. So how was your week, man? Other than the beer that you acquired, how was your week?
Oh man, you know, busy. But you know, normally, you know, I get up around 7, get to work around 8. You know, it's a pretty regular routine for me. I get up, I've got a, you know, certain things that I do. I get up, I let the dogs out, bring the dogs back in, and I feed them breakfast, and then I, you know, start going about my business of getting ready for work, things mm-hmm, like that. Mm-hmm. Well, that all goes to shit when you wake up late. That happened to be today. Woke up a little later than what I should have. And so, you know, when you're running late for something, you're not functioning on all cylinders. Right. You're kind of like, oh, shit. And you're trying to take shortcuts. Yeah, that was me this morning. So I let the dogs out. And then I ran back into the house and I poured the dog's food in the bowl. And then I went back to get the dogs. And I was yelling at them like, get in the house. Well, I didn't realize that River, my girl dog, was mid-shit at the time. So in her efforts to please the master, she tried to cut that off and run into the house to obey me. So she gets inside the house and immediately wants to start the whole butt rub carpet thing.
Yeah.
She's got a half a turd hanging out of her ass. I'm like, oh, God damn it. Fuck, River, outside. Simon, the boy dog, is like, oh, he wants us to go outside. So he starts to run. I'm like, no, Simon, no, inside. And then River's like, oh, he wants us to be inside. So
so you need to learn how to communicate. Like, you're not effectively communicating with your dogs.
Whichever dog I want to yell at, call out the other one's name, because that seems to be how they respond. And, oh, my God, it was so aggravating. And then I had to, like, try to wipe up some poop stains on the carpet, and the whole time I'm running late, and this all happened because I was trying to save time, and it ended up taking more time, and oh my God, that's how my day started.
You know you're a civilian now, right? You can just be like, hey, I'm calling in sick. I'll be in about an hour late. Well,
yeah, I had an 8:30 briefing to give this morning, so it's kind of had to be there.
Yeah, that's true. Oh man, that's awesome though. That nothing appreciates you like a dog.
Yeah,
especially when mid loaf dog.
Turd off mid turd.
Yeah, that's your forte right there. Mid loaf dogs.
Oh jeez. Oh man, did you have a better morning than me?
So my morning's been pretty good. I've actually been driving into work with my wife. She was, she's been picked up to be put on orders. So she's been working full time right along with me. Totally different.
Cool. Your wife's in the reserves.
Yes. The Air Force reserves. So she's going to be picking up, in someone else's place who's about to deploy. So she'll be in full time orders through like March. And that's just all extra income coming towards this to help us pay off some bills and get set up here in Alaska. So that's gonna be awesome. And then after that, hopefully school will be ready. She's currently applied to nursing school here in Alaska, and it's a long wait. So she's trying to find a way to bide her time and, you know, make a little money and so we can get up rebuild our savings after buying the house, stuff like that, without being long-term committed, so that when school calls and says, hey, you're next up on the list for nursing school, she can go, I'm there, and not have to worry about anything. So it's like this delicate game. There's a lot of good jobs out here, but they're long-term commitments. She's got a GS-11 job that she applied for that is right up her alley and everything else. But if she accepts the job, if they offer it to her and then she accepts it, that's like at least a 2-year commitment. Well, that runs right into her school time frame. So, you know, you start having to balance those things out, and it's so if anybody that's met us in person knows my wife is black, and she is suffering through so many white people problems right now. Like, she is overemployable, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, it's not right. It's not right. So me personally, though, I have been trying to get my studio finished setting up. I redid a lot of the stuff. I'm going to go ahead and pan around the studio real quick with the what little bit this camera will give me. Mm-hmm. So here's what I call the beast. It's the computer that I built in Korea, and it's really awesome. It kicks ass. I haven't had a chance to try to get the Hackintosh part going again. But that's going to be the actual studio where I would normally sit. However, I couldn't get the streaming software to comply with my wishes today.
Oh.
So when you texted me before the show and I said I was busy, I was actually busy converting everything back over to the Mac to run it on the tried and true software because I didn't have time to finish testing the Windows software. And holy shit, what a busy, busy fucking day.
Yeah.
However, you will see behind me, I do have my Dragon Nest collection and several of my other books lined up in there. A little cleaning up left to do on the bookshelf, but that's going to be pretty awesome.
Right. And a little bit of nerd cred over there in the corner.
Yeah, it's not even nerd cred. It's just me. Like, what's up? And
yes.
I got a pile of D&D books over there in the corner that need to get put up. I got my iPhone poster that needs to go up. Yeah.
iPhone poster. That's pretty geeky.
You know, hey, 19 hours for an iPhone 6S, so it worked. Which I don't have anymore, right? Weird.
now I got my well spent.
Yeah, now I've got my 6S Plus. It's just been one of those weeks, man, crunching away, trying to get the software to work, trying to, like, if I could just, I had to decide whether I wanted to continue with the Hackintosh and finish building that part of it. Or, and then, of course, once I got that working, if I got the video and the RAM both working at the same time, which was the problem that I was having before, if I got that working, then I would be able to easily port everything over and done, you know? If I couldn't get it working, then I'd be ass out sitting right where I am. However, I had a working Windows computer, so I could try to port everything from the Mac to the Windows. If it failed, then I'd be right where I'm at, which is actually the route that I took. And it's the result I got. So,
there you go. Good God.
And I'm finding that I was telling you the other day when I fired up. So I was sitting at what, like one core. It's a 4-core processor. One core was active at running at about half speed, and then I turned on Skype and did my initial test run with Skype, and all of a sudden I was running 2 cores almost to max.
Yeah.
Why is Skype sucking up that much resource?
Did you run it through Chrome by chance?
No. I ran the native app, the Windows native app from a company that's been owned by Microsoft for years. The shit should just work, you know? No, not so much. Still resource hog. And then, of course, try to get my streaming software going, and that was where I ran into the problems tonight because I couldn't get Skype to pump into the video capture. And that was like, I had everything going. I ran into that roadblock, and the only thing I left to had after that was the audio piece, and that should have been easy as hell on Windows, but I didn't get a chance to try it because of the Skype thing. So,
damn.
Yeah, once I failed on that, I was just done.
So, faithful audience, if you want to make any comments about that, use hashtag still in beta.
Hashtag still in beta. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Hey, so dude, there's been a, there's a few things this week that we've glossed over a few things the last couple weeks. We just haven't mentioned them. And I want to make sure that we pound one thing completely home. And okay. If I had my system set up, I'd be able to share this a little bit better. Last week, or was it the week before, Nintendo came out with a small NES system looking device that's going to have 30 games on it from the original Nintendo Entertainment System. Games like the Mario 1, 2, and 3, Zelda 1 and 2, Excite Bike.
Classic NES game.
Yeah. Seriously, major classic NES games. 30 of them are going to come on the device. It's going to be sold for like $60, I think the price was. With a native controller, like the, you know, well, not an original controller, but at least a controller designed to feel and act as just like the original controller.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to sell additional controllers for $10, which you're only going to buy one because there are only two ports on the damn thing. And I thought that was amazing. I don't know why we didn't mention on the show. Holy shit. Maybe because everybody else mentioned it. So we were already like, ah, shit, everybody has already heard about that.
Yeah.
This week, yeah, this week, they came, Internet Archive, archive.org, came out and said they have the first 13 years of Nintendo Power Magazine available freely and openly for everyone to go look at, read, and just enjoy. Holy shit, man. Such a huge piece of my childhood slapped up on the internet. I can't wait to go back and revisit it. I'm going to actually probably do that tonight after everybody else passes out. I'm just going to sit there and flip through it. And I'm probably going to download all the PDFs and put them on my iPad so that I can just read them on the shitter. Because,
yeah, no doubt.
Holy crap, man. That's amazing.
Dude. Oh, man. I was actually looking at archive.org at some of the covers. And, dude, I've got probably close to 3/4 of those. Well, I did. I don't know if they're still in my possession anywhere. But my subscription probably covered about 3/4 of that time span. And holy shit, man. Memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wonder, though, I didn't notice this, and I'm wondering if they're going to do this. Do you remember that once a quarter you would get a player's guide? Like the Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past.
Yeah.
Basically
it wasn't any new game. It was a game that had been out for a little bit, but it was like the complete breakdown of Mega Man 4 or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder if are they going to do that as well?
Because
that would
be
awesome.
Yeah. Well, if you remember the first, maybe the first 5 or 6 years, they didn't do like special editions and stuff like that because they actually did full breakdowns of the game like the month it came out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, hey, guess what? This game's coming out this month, and here's the first 10 levels, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that was just – it was amazing. And I can't wait to go back through. I was a subscriber for the first 5 years straight.
Mm.
Do
you still have them?
No.
Oh,
I know. I like so much because we moved around so much and so many boxes got shifted and quote unquote lost, you know, like my entire Lego collection, they just got lost. Like no one knows what the hell that shit is.
Right.
Yeah. I was, gosh, man. So good.
Damn. So Devo in the chat said that Nintendo thought he was a girl because of his name and he got mail for products. So interesting. Some cross promotional advertisement type stuff going on there. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Beef says, and that's when you learn tampons don't go in anuses. Lessons learned.
Yeah. You know, everybody learns at their own pace with their own experiences. And I'm not going to say that I haven't learned that lesson yet, but I don't think it's really available for me anymore. I think somewhere along the lines, I just kind of naturally learned that one.
Yeah. You just like,
it just never made the jump. I just never made the connection until now.
I was trying to say, yeah, exactly. So, dude, all right. I got to tell you about something that happened earlier this week.
Okay.
You know, at work, we have the like inter-office communicator thing. Speaking of Skype, I think it's a Skype product now. That
it is. It used to be Microsoft Link, and they changed the name to Skype for Business. And
yes, it's right.
It. In all fairness, it's actually better now than it ever has been before. The newest revision that came out, you got little tabs instead of having a separate window for everybody, or you can open their own window. It's great. Skype for Business as an inter-office communicator is awesome. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, no, especially it's really,
as it,
really good.
Yeah, especially as it correlates with Outlook, which we use in the Air Force as our standard email and everything else. Yeah. Not that big of a fan of Office anymore. I think there's some other great products out there. But the way that it integrates, I'm a huge fan of integration. And that's why I love Adobe products. Not because there's anything wrong with the Mac products and stuff like that. It's just that Adobe it synchronizes so well with each other and interoperates so well that it wins me over. But yeah, so that's awesome. Now, you and I talk on this Office Communicator, the Skype for Business, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, have you ever gotten a message out of nowhere, like the, somebody that you don't know or did, you know, you never contacted first, just a, you know, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Like, hey, who left the cheese open?
Well, sure. Could be. I guess that would apply.
All right.
Well, I got a message out of nowhere.
All right. And,
like, what the hell? Okay. So somebody from a personnel office that was trying to help with a form that I'd filled out, kind of an employment type thing that I filled out months ago, months and months and months ago. The guy just contacts me out of nowhere. He's like, hey, this form, like, I'm going to help you fill it out correctly this time. Okay.
Okay.
Who the hell are you?
Was this a form that you knew about? Like, is this like a normal form that I would know about being in the military as myself or?
No. It's a civilian form. It's
Okay. So obviously, I wouldn't know anything about it because I am completely retarded when it comes to all things civilian. My words, not yours.
No, exactly.
As my wife has been going through this whole job search thing, and she's explaining to me all the steps for the civilian employment and everything else, I'm just like, this is dumb.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's a whole other system. Because you know how we talked a few episodes back about how the Air Force system is just kind of a game and you just got to learn the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the civilian system is a brand new game that you have to learn.
I can't say anything. My only civilian job worth a damn was detasseling. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's not even like real. It's real work, but it's not a real job.
Right, exactly. It's seasonal work.
It's definitely not sitting in an office in air conditioning and wondering what you're going to do in 10 minutes. It's not backbreaking work, but it's labor. I wouldn't call it a job. It's like it was specifically designed for high school students to have something to do to make some money to earn to buy cool clothes for the next year.
It's borderline slave labor, is what that is.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but
you make less than minimum wage, and it's dirty ass, hard ass labor in the hot sun in the summer that work that no one else wants to do. I mean, borderline slave labor.
Mm. It was not fun. You know, speaking of that, and being that Gen Con in Indianapolis is going on right now, and Margaret Weiss is there, the first thing
so is Justin.
The first thing I ever bought with my first paycheck from Asgrow, my first taxable paycheck, the first thing I ever bought was Dragons of Autumn Twilight, Dragons of Winter Night, and Dragons of Spring Dawning. The triple set from the Oxford Public Library had the covers laminated. And you know where those books are right now?
Oh, God. Do I want to know?
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, are they on your shelf right there?
You would think, but no. They're actually in my son's room as he is currently reading through them.
That's even better.
And the twins are currently reading the one hard copy and the soft copy of the Chronicles anthology that I have. All three of the kids in this house of reading age are currently reading Dragons of Autumn Twilight. Just saying. Couldn't be fucking prouder.
Dude, you need to have like a book club with meetings, weekly meetings with them to discuss.
Well, I thought about that and I was like, well, that'd be cool to put on a podcast. And I was like, hey, wasn't there already a Dragonlance podcast I didn't come through with?
I think you recorded one episode.
Yeah, the intro episode, and I might still have that recording. I don't know, but yeah. So, Sasien, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe they will get back to that, right?
Hmm.
Or I say we. I mean, by we, I mean you.
Yeah. By me, I mean the royal we, and by the royal we, I mean you.
That's precisely what that means.
So back to your message, man. This message you just got that just popped up out of the blue. What's up?
Yeah. So he's like, you know, hey,
he's trying to help you with the form. Yeah.
What's that?
He's trying to help you with the form. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, weird that you're contacting me, but okay, fine. I'll oblige. Like, yeah, here's my info. Well, then he was like, he starts asking me these questions that are, I know the answers are in the system. Like, my entire career is in their computer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I sent him a message. I was like, you know, like, man, why do I even have to fill this form out? All of the questions that you're asking me right now, all of that info is in the system that I presume that you have access to. Well, right at that
he wasn't time, asking you like personal information or anything, was he?
No, it wasn't.
Like,
no,
you know, what's your mother's maiden name? And, you know, hey, you didn't fill this form right. What's your birthday? Like,
no. There's nothing like that. It was talking about specific, like, medals earned and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
It's definitely stuff that you would expect from AFPC. So anyway, right when I asked that question, like, dude, why are you hassling me when you got the info, right?
Uh-huh.
Something came up that took me away from the computer. So I had to like lock the computer and go handle some shit. So I come back like a half hour later. Well, in the meantime, he answered my question and was like, yeah, I don't have access to that because I only do civilian stuff. But anyway, I never contacted you. Just some advice. Have a good day. And he was logged out.
So what you're saying is Edward Snowden is hacking into shit and contacting people directly through Skype for Business on the military network, letting them know that they're missing the medals that they're supposed to have.
Man, yeah. See, I
like, I knew he would be bored in Russia, but come on.
I'm sorry, we were talking over each other. What was that?
I said, I know he'd be bored in Russia, but come on.
Dude, I need to go over the messages line by line. There might be some code in there because some of the things that he said just were kind of off the wall. So I'm thinking I might have like received some kind of code, like maybe, I don't know, cry for help or
duress code.
What?
A duress code?
Could be. Yeah. Maybe he needs rescued from Russia. I, you know, like he's just up there chilling, so to speak.
Yeah.
And maybe he's in trouble now.
Ooh, maybe he contacted you because he knows that I just moved to Alaska, and I'm the closest one. You know what I mean? Like he's. what happens is I need to read your messages so that I might be able to trigger, like, you know, the Chuck effect in my head and have all that knowledge rush back into my brain, so I can go to Russia and extract him or some shit, right?
See, that's an interesting possibility because you know how he uncovered the government surveillance. Well, maybe it wasn't a one-way thing. Maybe the government was also putting things out there.
Oh, look.
Information.
I think it's all good as long as Yvon Strahovski is around. I mean, that's really all it takes.
I'm sorry? Who's this?
What? You don't know who Yvon Strahovski is?
No.
Oh. So, why aren't you Googling that right now?
Because I'm tripping over the name.
Just look up Chuck on IMDb. Look at the lead actress.
This is a Chuck reference.
Yes. See?
Okay.
I'm punching holes in your geek card right now.
We're on the same page. Continue. I didn't last 2 seconds out of this.
Oh,
everyone
my gosh.
Right now is frantically Googling.
You should throw a link to that in the chat room right there.
Good call.
So yeah, there we go. That's all the incentive I would need.
Right.
Just saying.
And then that's going to be the incentive to do what? Like how far are you willing to go for Edward Snowden if Yvon Strahovski is available?
A lot further than I'd be willing to go if she wasn't involved.
Good Lord, man. How is this show not on my radar?
It wasn't that long of a show. They had one slow season in the middle. It was actually towards the end, but God damn, I love that show, man. I watch that show religiously. That it was at the time it was that show, House, and Two and a Half Men. How I Met Your Mother, and then Chuck ended, and then Big Bang Theory started, and then House ended, and Game of Thrones started.
Yeah,
like my I've had a rotation of three shows for quite a while.
Right. Oh man, that's right. Crazy. I think she was in Dexter as well. Did you ever watch Dexter?
Yeah, she was in the last couple seasons of Dexter as Dexter's girlfriend.
Yeah.
I have not watched that. I'm waiting. Actually, so here's the thing about Dexter. It's 8 seasons long, and most of them are really good from what I understand. So I am currently waiting to watch that so that I can watch it with my wife at some point in the future.
Yeah, good stuff. A lot of people had a problem with how it ended, but, you know, I don't know. I'm fine with it for the most part. I don't know.
Was he killed by Daffy Duck while giving Mickey Mouse a blowjob?
No, man. It was Porky Pig, first of all.
Oh.
there were no blowjobs. There was other stuff happening. Yeah.
Well, you know what? There are blowjobs. There are blowjobs in bars.
Well, yeah, that happens a lot. Probably a lot more than the public realizes. But you know what's interesting? There's an entrepreneur in London that's actually trying to make that a business. And not in a bar, but in a cafe.
All I got to say is there's all kinds of head out there.
Right. So back to what we were saying at the beginning of this show when you were supposedly giving your beer review.
Supposedly, like I wasn't given a beer review of this as of yet unnamed Alaskan microbrew amber that I totally dig but can't remember the name of. Please.
So speaking of this amber that smells like candy and has a lot of head.
Oh, gives a lot of head. What? Wait, huh? That's just odd.
Huh? So so apparently, no, this is no kidding. There's an entrepreneur in London trying to open a fellatio cafe where you can show up, buy your coffee, get a little head, all for £50.
So I as I understand it, you can go anywhere in the world, you can find, you know, a McDonald's or whatever and get your dollar cup of coffee or one, sure. Well, you know, 6 pence coffee, or I don't even know how much 6 pence is. Is that like, like English money fucks me up every time. You got the pound, you got the quid, you got the pence, you like, and then you go to Canada and you got the loony, but it's only the one, like there's a $1 coin that's a loony, and then everything else is dollars. Like people just need to figure this shit out. Like and why do we still have pennies and nickels in the U.S.? I don't understand. Who the fuck is using that shit? Nothing accepts them anymore. Anyway.
My mom grew up with a girl whose name was Penny Nichols.
What?
Not even kidding.
Penny
Ask
Nichols.
Your mom. Your mom probably knows her, actually.
That just sounds painful. Sounds far more painful than it should be. All right. So you can go anywhere in the world and buy some cheap coffee. This guy, is what he's doing is he's actually selling the coffee for £50.
Yeah.
And you get a free blowjob.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean,
he's got a team of lawyers trying to figure out how to make it legal.
That's essentially how he's going about it right now, though. He's charging for this atmosphere and for this really probably pretty shitty coffee.
Sure. I mean, would you care?
Yeah, but and so this is my question, though. How sexist is this? I mean, can a lady go in there and get a really shitty cup of coffee and pay her £50 and get some head?
Well, the article that I read about this, which I don't know how credible it is because it was on Mashable, but the
are you saying Mashable is not a credible news agency?
What was that?
Are you saying Mashable is not a credible news agency?
Hey, I'm not saying that. Those are your words.
Shots fired.
No, but apparently right now in the initial business plan, it is a men's place, I guess, a gentleman's
establishment.
Sure, we'll call it that. But future expansion plans are to offer the same services to ladies.
See, that's... I'm going to go...
One thing at a time.
I'm going to go with a great line from George Carlin.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Selling's legal. Fucking's legal. Why isn't selling fucking legal?
Right, right.
I have no problem with this. Mostly because I'm happily married and my wife fulfills all the needs that I need met. However, I have no problem with those who aren't getting their needs met by their significant others or who have a specific need for this going and doing it. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially in today's day and age where unemployment is not a non-issue. let's employ as many people as we can. I mean, I understand. Okay, I mean, I could really argue either side of this. I get the sexism. I get the objectification of women aspect of this. Like, I get all of that, and I get the you know, just taking advantage of people. I get that, but at the same time, if this is something like, if you just like sucking dick and you'd like to get paid for it, why should that be illegal? You know,
I understand completely. Like, I don't understand. I have never. Well, there's my alarm again. I have never really understood why it's such an issue. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's the world's oldest profession.
And I know there are some ethical and moral things, but I don't think the government should be involved in morals. I think the government should be involved in. Anyway, they're getting political again now. So basically, I don't want the government telling me what I can do or can't do in my bedroom or in my business. So
yeah, no, I do agree with some laws that are in place for this, just because of the you know, protection of people that are taken advantage of, and the whole human trafficking thing, of course, is wrong. I get all that, but I think that if it was legalized and regulated. Well, you know, well regulated with you know, support systems and all that kind of stuff, that a lot of that crap would go away. The human trafficking and the, you know, the street pimps and all that kind of shit would just
You increase the availability, you decrease the demand,
right?
And as you decrease the demand, it becomes less and less profitable for people to do illegal things to fill the demand.
Exactly. It's like the whole legalization of weed. Of course, you know, you're going to get rid of the side alley punk ass drug dealer that's peddling pot, you know. Anyway, the problem fixes itself for the most part when you legalize it, for most things, I think,
to an extent.
Well, okay, the things when laws that are in place to regulate your morality, drug use, sex laws, things like that, get rid of the laws, things tend to fix itself. Free market, baby. Free market.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, all that being said, now that last week we killed everybody who likes to help the homeless, and this week we're killing everybody that's against profitable fornication.
Let's go. Profitable fornication. Oh man, if I had a nickel for every time.
So this is something I was thinking about. And I'm going to put this out there. There's a lot of shit going on in Diamond Club right now.
A lot
of shit going on in Diamond Club. I'm trying to get this Diamond Club B team going on. Some other people that are on use the DiamondClub.tv to stream their activities, either streaming games or doing other podcasts or things like that. And of course, the incredible Sergeant Muffin makes everything possible for us. With help from like Tin Deck and T2T2 and several others that I can't even think of the names of because I'm about 1 liter of beer in on the evening. So this is what I want to do. And we've tried to include Diamond Club news, and we actually have a Diamond Club news segment this week. That's not necessarily like up to date, like, holy shit, it just happened. But it's recent enough that we can now confirm it's actually going on and actually making things awesome. Just a little touch of awesome being brought to you by DiamondClub.tv. And I would love for anybody that has any kind of news, Diamond Club news at all. If you have a show on Diamond Club, or if you're going to start a show on DiamondClub.tv, if you have special guests on, if you have special activities, like Jury this week is in Indianapolis at Gen Con, peddling contender games as much as he possibly can. Things like that. Anything that's going on within Diamond Club, I would love to actually start an official channel, an official communication that somebody can just read and say, here it is. And of course, I would like to do that as a podcast, even if I'm not hosting it. I would love to see that, just a This Week in Diamond Club, you know?
Oh, yeah.
TWIDC, you know, or Diamond Group even. Whatever initials work for you for the purpose or whatever. If you got ideas about that, emails, podcast, Ritual Misery. Wow. Let's try that one again. Email us. podcast@ritualmisery.com.
That's the one.
Yeah. Jeez. That was rough. And
see it on our Reddit.
Yeah, Reddit, podcast.reddit.com, or podcast. Jesus, I'm stuck on the word podcast.
You're like some kind of like robot that's hashtag still in beta.
Yeah. I got podcast Tourette's. ritualmisery.reddit.com or reddit.com/r/u. I don't know, one of those two. Find us Ritual Misery on Reddit. Just fucking find it. Anything that you put on there, we'll put on the show, and I would love to be able to start getting enough news and things together of different guests. Of course, you know, we got big shows on DiamondClub.tv, such as DTNS, that have, you know, like up to 5 guests a week, you know, depending on which regular contributors can be on. And then things like This Morning, DTNS Headlines had a special guest host reading out the headlines, Mr. Anthropology, and that was pretty awesome. And just things like that, man. I'd love to get more involved. I know this is a very loose group. Diamond Club is a loosely associated group of several patches of very tight-knit friends.
So you put loose and tight in the same sentence.
Right, because it's loosely coordinated, loosely associated.
So Diamond Club is loosely tight or tightly loose?
Yo, it doesn't matter, man. We make it happen.
It's however we...
Yeah, hey, whatever you want, man. You know, you want black pussy, you want white pussy, you want pink pussy, you want blue pussy. We got it. Just come on down.
Thank you, Robert Rodriguez. Holy shit. Or Chief Marine, whoever. I should attribute that to. Oh, man. That's great. But no, so all of that to say that we have some Diamond Club news to promote.
Yeah.
This week.
If you like goofy ass shows like this, or even some that are way better, cruise on over to.
Hey, you know what? If you've got a Roku, it's kind of like an Apple TV or a Chromecast or an Amazon Fire Stick. If you've got a Roku, you need to download the Roku app.
Yeah.
Sorry, the Roku.
The Roku app.
The Diamond.
I'm going to go buy a Roku, then download the Roku app.
You need to download the Diamond Club app on your Roku.
There you go.
I was trying to say. Anyway, yeah. So it's awesome. There's a whole channel that's streaming reruns of awesome Diamond Club shows, including Ritual Misery Podcast, which is like super awesome. That's really that makes me ecstatic to see that we're on there now. So yeah, I mean, there's so many shows on there. You need to check it out, because I guarantee if you like this show, you're going to like at least half a dozen other shows that are Diamond Club.
Oh, yeah. All the shows that we rip off and are inspired by.
Like, exactly.
All those shows are on Diamond Club.
Yeah, exactly. Between the Diamond Club community and the Frog Pants community, that pretty much like 90% of what we are inspired by falls into one of those two categories, or maybe even a crossover.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. There's a huge Venn diagram between the two, and it's amazing.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Hey, man, speaking of people liking us and liking our show, we did get a little feedback this week, and I want to share that.
What?
Yeah.
You mean there are people that actually listen to this shit?
Oh, isn't that crazy? We used to joke for so long.
So
when we talk to our fans, we say, yes, both of you. We're talking to both of you.
And now we've got like a confirmed three. Like,
yeah, we've got at least three now. This is so cool.
So a couple weeks ago, Justin Robert Young put out a little thing about appreciating their fans and not trying to go for so many more and everything else. And I think that was really wise. We do get interaction from our fans, from those of you that are tweeting us and sending us private messages and being on the show, some more than others, of course. And I got to say, just the fact that maybe you're just insanely lonely or you have a really fucked up sense of humor. Either way, we really appreciate you tuning in. Definitely. And, you know, if you want to do the Patreon thing, fine. You should email us, Reddit. Tweet us, whatever. We'd love to hear from you guys, and I refuse to be involved in taking advantage of the small but obviously growing listenership and viewership that we have for the show. It's pretty awesome.
No, it's great, man. I love hearing from people that listen to or watch our show. It's great. If you want to ask us questions, we're going to answer them. If you want to actually record something and hear yourself on our show, we'll definitely do that too.
If you want to come on the show and just fuck around for a little while, let us know.
Email that I wanted to read out.
All right.
So anyway, it says, hey guys, I live outside London and I just found your show. Love it. Keep up the good work. Nigel. So thanks, Nigel.
So let me make sure I get this right. So Nigel, who's at least in my experience in life, probably Australian, lives outside London.
I'm assuming or at least England, but I can't confirm that.
He could be in like London, Nebraska. Australian dude in London, Nebraska is like, holy shit, this is the best thing ever. Listen to this show.
Dude, Nigel, seriously, email us back. No, like, narrow that down. Is it London, England, or London somewhere else?
We're gonna find out. He's like a South African or something like that. Completely, just not Australia. And I'll just maybe he's actually from Nebraska, and his parents were just, you know, wild Thornberry fucking fans or some shit. You know,
could be. I don't know, man.
I'm such a name classifier. What a dick.
That's all. You're not a racist. You're a namist. You are a namist. Damn your namism.
All right. Yeah.
No, thanks a lot, Nigel. Email us back anytime, man. I'd love to answer any questions that you have.
Yeah, especially about Nebraska. Like we have questions about Nebraska.
Yes. Email us back so that we can. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh man. Hey man, what else you got this week? What else you got?
I don't know, dude. All right, I've got one more topic that I want to cover.
All right,
actually, you know what? I'm going to save this. I'm going to save the topic for next week because I would love to hear what our guest has to say about it. We've got a guest coming.
Wait.
Do you remember from like, damn man, it's probably been close to 6 months now when we had Cabo on. Do you guys remember Cabo?
Up at 79? Yeah, yeah. Chris Cabano.
Yeah, guy.
My buddy from Korea. Yeah.
Yeah, man, he was such an awesome guest. He was so much fun. I mean, the dude is made for podcasts, and he is going to be on our show again next week. And I'm so looking forward to it.
I don't want to offend anybody by saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway because, in all reality, I don't care. Cabo would make a great podcaster if he didn't have such a life.
Oh yeah, like seriously.
Like if he ever slows down, if he ever slows down a little bit, he's going to be a great podcaster.
Yes.
Like stop being so popular, dude.
The podcast world needs you. You're going to get older. You're going to be less active. You know, like just give that shit up now and just start podcasting.
I want to know if this time we can get him to do some this bitch.
If he doesn't do this bitch, then I'm gonna be pretty upset. So
the whole conversation never made it to air because of different things that were going on. But yeah, that's
oh Was that not broadcast out?
No, that was a private conversation that after the show. That if you were hanging around after the show, you might have watched it. But if you weren't watching live, you definitely never got it. So
Cabo has a great bit that we call this bitch.
So this bitch.
It's stories, yeah, like, oh, man, you won't believe. All right, so this bitch.
So Cabo was dating for a while. He was on the dating scene for a while. I'm not sure what it is now. I know when we talked to him before, his dating days had at least temporarily ended. And, you know, more power to him. But I'm interested to see how that relationship has gone as far as where it's at now. Right, and if he's got any more stories to add into the prior to his
and the thing is too, like, his stories don't necessarily have to be about women that he's dated. It could be, you know, something that happened at the grocery store. Like, oh, this bitch, you know, like, it's so good. And I'm God.
And Cabo, and by bitch we mean gender neutral. That's the capital B bitch. Like,
absolutely. Like I'll say, like, man, this dude, but no, Cabo will be talking about the same dude and be like, yeah, this bitch.
Yeah.
So, no, absolutely. Cabo, bring some this bitch stories. Those are required. If we start the show and you say you don't have any this bitch stories, then we're hanging up.
Yeah,
show's over. Show's over.
That is a possibility. So, all right, man. So Cabo is actually coming on next week, which is awesome because we actually know ahead of time that he's coming out this week. He's coming on this week, not coming out this week. That's his own business. He'll do that when he wants to.
Right.
We're not here to judge or force him to.
We can only encourage.
Man, we were trying to get him to come to South by Southwest this year, and that never happened. It just didn't come to fruition. Like, yeah. I was trying hard. I had a place for him to crash and everything else, man. I was really hoping he'd make it out. I could only imagine the four of us, me, you, Junior, and Cabo, sitting around drinking beers in Austin, and how insane wicked that would be.
That
and speaking of people that we need to get on the podcast, we need to get Junior on here because that dude's funny as hell. all right, so that's it for this week. Man, where can people find us, Kent? You do that shit this week.
Oh, damn, dude. Okay, so if people are interested in what I have to say, just go over to Twitter.
They're at
@Artem_Del Noche. If you're a beer guy like me and you want to find out what I have to say about this wonderful New Mexico beer, sometime in the next few days, I'm going to be rating that on ratebeer.com. Look up username Del Noche.
All right.
Amos, where can we find you on the Twitter?
@EthanCain.
Right on.
It's not a typo.
You can find the show @RitualMisery.
Yep.
We would love it if you submitted some ideas like we were talking earlier. Go to our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You can also email us.
You said you are a subreddit?
Did I?
Yeah. Like, you threw like three words all together at the same time. It was glorious. You are a subreddit?
Submit ideas to our subreddit at ritualmisery.reddit.com.
Look,
is that better?
two weeks ago, you were too drunk to podcast. Today, it's me.
Oh, damn. Okay. Well, also, email us about any of these topics or anything that you would like to hear us talk about. podcast@ritualmisery.com. If you want to hear yourself on our show, you can leave us a voicemail. 567-69-TRMPC, or for the digit-enabled people, 567-698-7672. Of course, you can find all these links and more ways to support the show and give feedback at our website, ritualmisery.com. Thanks so much to Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use your music. Thank you for listening. Amos, for me and for you, it's been your ritual.
That's awesome. You let the music cut yourself off this time. That takes talent, dude.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
So amazing, man.
It's like part of my bit now. Like, I have to talk into the music.